It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
An impressive road win for the Barracuda. They score a season high 6 goals on the road, and they take down a red-hot San Diego Goals Club by a final score of 6-2. And with the win, San Jose has won back-to-back. The Goals have their 3-game winning streak snapped. Barracuda now up to 40 points on the year. They are 3 points behind the San Diego Goals for the 9th spot in the division. And with the 2 additional points added, the Cougars are now 8 points behind Henderson for that final playoff spot in the Pacific. Not a great start for John McCarthy's team. They take a penalty 49 seconds into the first period. And Olin Zellweger made him pay. His 10th goal of the year came on the advantage at the 146 mark. But after that point, you take away the first 2 minutes, and the Barracuda were dominant tonight as they would score 5 unanswered goals. Eventually, they tack on an empty netter after San Diego had stopped the bleeding, and the Barracuda roll to a 6-2 win. And with the win, they are 16-22-8 on the year, good for 40 points. The Goals are now 18-19-7 on the season, still sitting at 43 points. So after that goal by Zellweger, the Barracuda settled down, and a scrambly kind of broke a play in front. They'd find a way to jam it past the goal line despite it not being called a goal initially on the ice. No signal from the ref, no red light. Barracuda thought it was a goal. Celebration had begun, and after review, it was deemed a good goal. It was Ethan Cardwell's 14th of the year. Often ended up finishing the game perfect on the PK, but the goals strike early here on the power play to take a 1-0 lead. Here's a shot. It's a jam play in front. The celebration was on. Arms were up for Tristan Robbins. And now the play will be blown dead. They're going to have to take a look at this. We got no indication from the referee. And we'll see if we get another look at the replay here at the Bajanga Arena. And after review, it is deemed a good goal. Yeah, they took a look at it. Didn't show it on the board, but they did call it a good goal at 9:42. Ethan Cardwell's co-leading 14th of the season. Tristan Robbins picks up the assist. So the Barracuda settle into the game after the rough start, and they tied the score up. They weren't done in the first period. Late stages of the first at 19:53. Nathan Todd, who's been red hot for the Cougars, had a hat trick on Saturday, made it 4 goals in his last 2 games as Cole Castles extended his point streak to 6 straight games with this beautiful setup feed to Todd, who directed it home from just below the hash marks in between the circles. Able to skate it back to center. Rolled out of his reach. Deep in San Diego ice. Todd gets it back and tried to feed it for Saber. Now Castles for Todd. They score! With 6.9 remaining in the first period, it all started by the effort of Nathan Todd, and he ends up cashing in on an outstanding feed from Cole Castles, and the Barracuda have their first lead late in period number 1. It was a late lead picked up in the first period, and a lead they would not give up after that point. The Barracuda were just getting started. They would take a 2-1 lead into the first intermission, out shooting the goals 11-6 in the opening 20 minutes of play. 4:02 into the second, the Cougars would extend their lead. Shakir Mukhamudulin would work into the high slot and rip one past Cali Klang for his 6th goal of the year for Mukhamudulin and his first in his last 12 games. And the goals get it back to center ice. Roman Canal will flex it into the corner. Now Kyle Rao picks it up. Swings it off the wall, up high to the point. Mukhamudulin loads up a shot. He shoots and scores! Shakir Mukhamudulin beats Kelly Klang on the glove side, and the Barracuda have scored their 3rd unanswered goal, and they lead it by a score of 3-1. A beautiful shot from Mukul Mudulin, his sixth of the year. Kyle Rau and Thomas Bortolo picked up the assist. Those two just getting started in what would turn out to be three-point nights for each of them. Both Rau and Bortolo would then connect later in the period at 14-24. As Bortolo was sprung on a breakaway, Klang would get just enough of it to partially keep it out. And I say partially because it was rolling towards the net. But Kyle Rau was able to clean up the loose puck and bang it home to give the Barracuda a 4-1 lead at the time. For Rau, his fourth of the year at 14-24 from Bortolo and Kanija. Lost his stick. This could be a chance for Bortolo. Works in, shoots, and Klang makes the save. Puck behind him. They score! Kyle Rau able to jam home the loose change, and the Barracuda take a 4-1 lead. Kyle Rau cashing in. The Barracuda with a 4-1 lead. They outshoot the goals in the second, 7-6, so they scored twice on seven shots, and they had a 4-1 lead after 40 minutes of play. They weren't done in the third at 6:52. A two-on-one. Thomas Bortolo would hand the puck off for Jacob Peterson, and Peterson would cash in his second in as many games to give the Barracuda a 5-1 lead. It was five unanswered goals for San Jose. Mukul Mudulin off the end boards. Carrick coming down from the point. His pass to the middle of the ice off of Bortolo's blade. He pokes it free, and the Barracuda could have numbers. Bortolo carries it up ice, waiting, hands off Peterson. He scores! A partial 3-on-1 for the Barracuda. Bortolo hands off for Peterson, and Jacob Peterson fires it home. He's got goals in back-to-back games, and Bortolo's got three apples on the night as the Barracuda have scored their fifth unanswered goal. Barracuda make it five straight. The goals would cut the lead down to 5-2 at 10:55, a power play goal from Ben King. But the Cuda would seal the victory at 17:15, an empty netter from Peterson, his second of the night, his second multi-goal game, that is, of his AHL career, first in a Barracuda sweater. And the Cuda roll to a 6-2 win on this Wednesday night. Winning goaltender for the Cuda, Georgi Romanov, makes it back-to-back wins. He is back to 500 at 6-6-4, 2-0 against San Diego. The losing goaltender is Cali Klang. He's dropped back-to-back games. He is 6-9-4 on the season. Lots of different players pull the rope. Thomas Bortolo finishes with his second career three-point game. He had three assists on the night. Jacob Peterson picks up his second career two-goal effort. He had two goals in the game, the empty netter, and that fifth goal in that third period. So he scores twice in the third. Nikolai Kalinjov picks up his second multi-point effort of his AHL career. And Kyle Rau, his first three-point game with the Cuda, his 14th career three-point effort. He had a goal and two assists and a +4 rating for Kyle Rau. A very impressive win for John McCarthy's team, and they make it back-to-back victories. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star for the Cuda, Shakir Mukul Mudulin, notched his sixth goal of the year, finished with a +3 rating and two shots on net. Number two star, Thomas Bortolo. He had the three assists. Did Bortolo, he's got 6 points in two games against San Diego. Had a +3 rating, did Bortolo, and two shots on net. And Kyle Rau is the number one star. He had the goal, two assists, +4 rating, and one shot on net for Kyle Rau, and it found the back of the net. Very impressive win for the Cuda. They continue to roll defensively, holding the goals to just two goals. They've held their opponents to three or fewer in eight straight games now for the Barracuda. They're starting to turn a corner, and defensively they're turning a corner as well. They helped out their goaltender, Georgi Romanov. He faced just 21 shots tonight, made some timely stops, but not overly busy in tonight's victory. Barracuda up to 40 points. They are now 3 points behind San Diego. They are back on the ice tomorrow in Coachella Valley to take on the Firebirds at Acrisure Arena. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch on ahltv.com. Barracuda with a big road win. They set a new season high for road goals with six, and they take down the goals who see their winning streak come to an end at three. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow night as we will once again be on the air at 6:30 from Palm Desert. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Pechanga Arena in San Diego. Ready.
Bonus has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.